You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Kirloskar Brothers Limited posted fiscal first quarter profits at Rs. 63.70 crores, up 313.6% in comparison to Rs. 15.40 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 899.50 crores, up 14.7% as against Rs. 784.10 crores during the first quarter of financial year 2022-23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 110 crores. While the total income during the quarter came at Rs. 905 crores, total expenses incurred by the company during the first quarter of FY23 was at Rs. 815.10 crores. Kirloskar Brothers posted a revenue of Rs. 574.40 crores for its business within India during the quarter. Its revenue for operations outside India came in at Rs. 325.10 crores. The company board also announced the appointment of Vinayak Deshpande as an additional director in the category of independent director for a period of 5 years with effect from August 2, 2023. Vinayak Deshpande is a graduate in chemical engineering from IIT Kharagpur. He has over 42 years of experience largely in two domains, industrial automation, software, advanced controls and level 4 MES, optimization and large infrastructure projects spanning telecom, power generation, refinery and petrochem, minerals and metals, urban infrastructure with metros, bridges and airports. In another development, Wellspun India first quarter profit for the financial year 2023-24 surged 621.8% at Rs. 161.60 crores from Rs. 22.39 crores during the corresponding quarter of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 2,184.05 crores, up 11.6% as against Rs. 1,957.25 crores during the first quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 310.6 crores. The company clocked a total income of Rs. 2,214.86 crores, up 11.9% in comparison to Rs. 1,978.99 crores during Q1 FY23. However, the total expenses during the quarter stood at Rs. 1,998.65 crores, up 2.9% from Rs. 1,942.68 crores during Q1 FY23. Net debt for Wellspun stood at Rs. 1,815.30 crores as on 30th June 2023. During Q1 FY24, the company paid out of Rs. 240 crores towards buyback. In Q1 FY24, the company has spent Rs. 57.10 crores towards capex, mainly towards the setup of a 30 MW solar plant at its Anjar facility. In a separate development, Akasha Air on Tuesday, August 1st, announced that the carrier has added the 20th aircraft to its fleet, making it eligible to fly internationally, as the regulations require airlines to have at least 20 aircraft in their fleet to become eligible for international operations. This development has made Akasha Air become the first airline in Asia to add the 737-8200 variant of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft to its fleet. In recent times, Akasha Air has emerged as one of the world's fastest-growing airlines. Earlier last month, the company revealed its plans of expanding its network to the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and other parts of South Asia, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Bangladesh, keeping single-class configuration on the routes. Now news related to 5G. Telecom operators have installed over 3 lakh 5G mobile sites within 10 months of launch of the service, Union Telecom Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said on Tuesday. The 5G sites have been installed across 714 districts. The world's fastest 5G rollout continues. Over 3 lakh 5G sites installed in 714 districts, Vaishnav said on social media platform Kuh. Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel are the only telecom operators rolling out 5G services in the country. Data shared by the minister shows that over 3 lakh sites have been installed within 10 months of 5G service launch on October 1st last year. According to official data, 1 lakh sites were installed within 5 months and 2 lakh sites within 8 months of the launch of service. Moving on, in a major development in the murder of Punjab singer politician Sidhu Moosewala, the Delhi police on Tuesday said that it has extradited Sachin Bishnoi, the nephew of jailed gangster Lawrence Bishnoi, to India from Azerbaijan. According to the Delhi police, a team of special cell reached Azerbaijan Saturday and brought back Bishnoi to Delhi. As per the police, Bishnoi was detained by the authorities in Azerbaijan a few days ago for using a fake passport, the Indian Express reported. Sachin, a key conspirator in the Mooswala murder case, had fled India a month before the singer's murder to evade arrest. Police sources cited by IE claimed that Sachin first travelled to Dubai and then to other countries using a fake passport to escape authorities. Last but not the least, domestic indices ended Tuesday's session in the red. The NSE Nifty 50 dropped 20.25 points or 0.10% to 19,733.55 and BSE Sensex fell 68.36 points or 0.10% to 66,459.31. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty tumbled 58.60 points or 0.13% to 45,592.50. Nifty Auto dipped 0.12%, Nifty PSU Bank sank 0.52%, and Nifty Realty tanked 1.77%, while Nifty IT jumped 1.2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.